On this week's Talking with Topher, now they got an argument. You see? I told you those birds were drones spying on us. It's going to open up for UFC being able to get on Netflix. And I guess now they have full access to all of your messages, emails, fingerprints, facial recognition, and everything else. And now let's get into episode 211. What is happening, TWT fans? It is so good to be back on this April 18th, 2024. And again, I'm so glad that so many more of you have come back for more. This has just been fantastic. And I want to start off the way I always do by saying thank you. Thank you to all my subscribers. Thank you to everybody out there doing what you're doing, commenting, sharing. You're what makes me come back week after week. So thank you so much, to everybody out there, for doing what you're doing. And then of course, if you're new, popping by, checking it out, or maybe you got sent the Linktree link, you gotta hit that subscribe button right now, 3,000 of you, can't be wrong. So let's go hit that subscribe button. If you're new, of course, if you want your opportunity to tell your story, maybe there's a story that needs to be heard, or you want to be a guest on Talking with Topher, you got to send it over to talkinwithtopher@gmail.com. And I had a little hiccup with the t-shirts. They're back. Go ahead and send your emails out. I have limited sizes. Everything else is the same. So, but if you want a t-shirt, an opportunity to be a guest, or a chance to tell your story, talkinwithtopher@gmail.com. And then, of course, the link tree. It's in the description below the video. Click it. Go find everything TWT. It's just that easy. Follow, subscribe. And then, of course, copy the link. Share it with everybody you know. Hopefully, they like it as much as you do. And that's it. Let's get into today's podcast. It has been, it's been relatively quiet week. So, I think all the disaster has finally hit. And you know, just waiting. It's all about waiting now. Very frustrating. But that's just part of life, you know. It's better than something else happening. So I'm very happy that nothing else has happened this week, and I'm very happy that all I have to deal with is what's in front of me. But yeah, man. No jujitsu. Well, I went Monday, but no jujitsu this week. I got badly banged up 2 weeks ago, and it happens. I mean, a lot of people are always like, oh, I'm so afraid of that happening to me. It's part of the game. Part of the game, you get hurt. I mean, if you're not ready to get hurt, then what are you doing rolling around on the mats? But nobody wants to get hurt, right? We got jobs to do. We got things that we got to get done. And I have to say that, like, I'm not really, like, damaged. It's just, it's more irritating. I guess they call it a stinger in the game of football. Basically, that's what happened. Large impact, came down, arm went numb, electricity feeling, and then burning. And then for the last, like, has it been almost 2 weeks? Next Tuesday will be 2 weeks, so. Man, it's brutal. So actually, when this comes out, it'll have been 2 weeks, actually over 2 weeks, which is so crazy. I can never keep time. This is why I have a problem with timelines. I'm recording episodes before stuff. It's just like, I don't know what time of the day it is. It's actually, late on a Saturday. But I do have a guest coming on for this month. I can confidently say that we have communicated. We added it into the calendar. I I'm going to jinx myself by saying I have a guest this month. That's right. So the last week of this month, you will get a guest, and I'm going to try and, you know, fill a few more spots, see what I can do. But, you know, people are very busy and schedules are very busy, and there's birthdays and all the wonderful things that happen in the spring. So a lot of spring babies. And so I think we've been to one, two. Tomorrow will be the third one in a row. And then we get a break for a couple weeks, and then we're back at it again for another group. But that's just why I haven't had a guest on, you know, so I am very excited for it. He's going to be a returning guest. If you haven't seen it, go and check out Kevin Freeman. I think he came on about 2 years ago. So this is going to be very exciting. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. I got a fun episode planned. Not to get too much into it. I don't like to give too much away. But let's see. Well, oh my God. Yeah, April 14th. So 1 year. 1 year separated from vaping, everybody. That's pretty cool. I know I said I was going to be when the last podcast out, but it's actually happened. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'm glad I haven't vaped in a year. I'm glad I haven't touched a cigarette in 10 years. And I'm glad that I've been on pouches for a year. I will have to bring this up, though. I need to ask people. Sorry about that. Does anybody else have the pouches like tearing apart their gums? My gums are so sensitive now to brushing my teeth. And I haven't been to a dentist in a decade, so I could probably... You could probably tell me that I probably need to see a dentist if I got hurting gums. And I would have to tell you, you probably wouldn't be wrong. But I hate the dentist. And I don't know. I haven't been able to find a moment in time to go see the doctor either. So shame on me, right? I'm like, oh, not vaping, not drinking, not smoking, like whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but I haven't been to the dentist. I haven't gone for a checkup in 2 years with my doctor. Well, that's, you know what? The doctor thing pisses me off. That's what it was. I got mad at the doctor because, it's kind of silly, but I was so mad at the doctor because he left. Like, I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time searching for a doctor. And the doctor I first had that me and my wife were both seeing, because I was adamant about seeing the same doctor, because I felt like seeing the same doctor and having one doctor for everybody under the roof, like my mom used to when we were kids, it was just more simplistic. But I couldn't stand her. Every time I wanted a blood test, it was like pulling teeth with her. Anytime I wanted to go outside of the insurance, it was a nightmare. And then I realized that, you know, I had to get different doctors. I got a doctor that's not even in this state that prescribes me the stuff that I need, like B12 and all the hormones and stuff like that. And then I have... you know, nose and ear doctor, and I've got this, and which I need to speak to them again too, because of my surgery and my constant runny nose from it, which is super irritating. But I really wanted the same doctor on, the same PCP, I guess I could say. And, I had to throw that to the curb. I found an awesome PCP, and then he left the practice. So I found another PCP. And I met with her once, and then I got another letter, October of 23, that they left, or she left. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I don't want to go find another doctor. I don't want to do it. I don't. So I didn't, and I haven't, and so I haven't been back. So I guess I haven't seen anybody in a year. But it's just like, does anybody else have that trouble? You find like a doctor that's actually doing what you want or what you're asking of them, and you build this relationship, and then they just leave. And I know, it's like when, you know, I move up in my career or I do certain things, you know, I'm like, well, that's what I need to do to continue moving forward. And, you know, when they leave, they're moving up, right? So how is it that I can sit there and be like, I'm so mad at him, but at the same time, I'm like happy for him because he left. You know what I mean? That it just means his career is going up, but I really do miss him. The other lady, I didn't really get a chance to really make a connection with, but she was, I talked to her about, you know, doing extensive blood tests, and she was game for it. You know what I mean? She was like, yeah, we can do that. And so therefore that was basically the only thing I cared about. It's the only thing I care about with any of my doctors. Seriously, when you go to your doctor, like, you don't want them to always follow the insurance guidelines. If you want to have specific blood tests done, they should just allow you to do it. I mean, they're going to send you the bill anyways. I don't understand why these doctors all of a sudden like, nope, can't do it, can't do this. And it's like, well, come on, you know, just give me what I want. You send me the bill, and then I put it in a payment plan, and everybody's happy. So I got to find another PCP. I got to go to a dentist. If anybody knows any good dentists in the Manchester, Bedford area, let me know. And if you, I go through Dartmouth, so I'll find a new PCP, but it's just annoying, right? You know, you got to do all these things as you get older, and recently with the last thing that happened, you know, in my family, now, you know, while we wait, there could be a chance that I might need to go and have some tests done to see if something could be hereditary. And you're like, what the? I was already worried about colon cancer. I mean, I had my first colonoscopy when I was 40. No, 35. Which, you know, came back pretty good, you know, it's fine, but still really early. And then after that, they were like, yeah, we do not want to see you until you're like 50. Or no. I think they said 45. Oh, shit. That's next year. Damn it. Actually, that's this year. Oh, I just reminded myself of how old I am. Ah, boo. Yeah, so anybody hear about it? Did you hear about it? I got something. There we go. How about OJ dying? Oh my God, huh? OJ is dead. So, I mean, does anybody out there really think he didn't do it besides the man himself who's no longer on the planet? And it's like, I so wanted like a goodbye Twitter world. I don't know if you followed him on X, but I used to when it was Twitter, and I followed him a little bit on X. But I mean, nobody knew he was battling cancer. I mean, well deserved, right? I mean, just probably one of the worst people on the planet. I don't know. I remember being a kid and watching the Bronco chase on the news, and then, you know, watching the entire trial. It was so giant when I was a kid, and I wasn't like, you know, he was 76. I wasn't like shocked that he died, but at the same time, like, we brought it up, and one of the employees was like, who's OJ? And I was like, oh my God, you don't know who OJ is? And no, I don't know who OJ is. And I was just like, oh my God, how old are you? And they were like, 16. And I was like, oh, okay, never mind. Never mind. We're not going to have this conversation. You can Google it. Go ahead and Google OJ. But man, I grew up with that. We all thought he was guilty. you know, the glove thing and all the bullshit. And now he's dead. Now he's dead and he's nothing more than a memory. And now we can all say that we thought he was guilty in the first place, right? But let's take a quick break so you can hear from my sponsor. This April, are you ready to revolutionize your wardrobe with high-quality, durable clothing that exudes style and comfort? Look no further than Slow Down Clothing at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com. This month, we are thrilled to introduce our latest collection featuring a range of incredible apparel that is designed to last wash after wash. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your style with our amazing selection of t-shirts, hats, and more. Shop now and use promo code T-O-P-H-E-R at checkout to enjoy an exclusive 10% discount on your entire purchase. Yes, you heard it right. Additional savings await. Tired of constantly replacing worn-out t-shirts? Our t-shirts are crafted with premium materials to ensure longevity and comfort, making them a staple in your wardrobe for years to come. Say goodbye to fast fashion and hello to sustainability. Timeless pieces from Slow Down Clothing. Looking for the perfect accessory to complement your outfit? Explore our hats featuring incredible embroidery that adds to a touch of uniqueness to your look. Stand out from the crowd and express your individuality with our stylish and versatile headwear options. And don't forget about the kids. That's right. Treat your little ones to our top quality skateboards that combine performance and durability for endless fun. Let them showcase their unique style and skills with our specially designed skateboards that are built to last through all of their thrilling adventures. This April, make a statement with Slow Down Clothing and elevate your wardrobe with pieces that are not only stylish, but also built to last. Shop now at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com and take advantage of our exclusive promo code T-O-P-H-E-R for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. Join the movement towards sustainable fashion and upgrade your wardrobe with Slow Down Clothing today. Experience the difference, quality that lasts, style that stands out. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to redefine your fashion journey with Slow Down Clothing. Happy shopping. All right, and I'm back, everybody, and it is time for Topher's Topics. All right, so I got some topics here for everybody, and my first one is, what is going on with the world today, right now, is insane. So I don't know if you keep up with this, and if you don't, I'll quickly go through it. It's not going to be 100% accurate, but it's pretty close. So Israel, as everybody knows, is causing a genocide right now and trying to eliminate a race of people. They keep saying that they're not. They keep apologizing for killing innocents, but they're liars. And for some reason, the U.S. is backing them no matter what. And I find it to be absolutely disgusting. And if you don't think this is a genocide, well, then I'm sorry, but you're wrong. There is definitely something afoot here, and I want to know real quick, why is it that if the Germans and then, or the Nazis, I should say, were killing Jews and gassing them and doing all these things, trying to eliminate a race, right? Eliminating a race. Why is Israel doing exactly what was done to them today? Because that's what they're doing. And you can say that they're looking for Hamas, and you can justify why they blew up hospitals, and if you can find a way to justify all of that, then you go right ahead and you do that for yourself. But I cannot sit back and keep watching all of this happen and not say that it's a genocide, to not say that I'm not on their side. I am not with Israel. I am not going to sit here and be like, yeah, we're doing everything right. We're doing everything wrong, as usual. So this happened, I want to say, 2 weeks ago. It could be longer, might be shorter. But what's happening right this very moment is Iran has set up 100 ballistic missiles on drones. They set them up over the last week. And they have now just deployed all the drones towards Israel. And they've already warned America, if you get in the way, you're basically involved anyways because you've been helping these people. We're not backing down. We're retaliating for our embassy getting bombed. I don't know about you, but this makes me extremely nervous because now you have way too many wars going on. You have way too many angry people dropping bombs. And now you have more countries joining in against other countries that we're supposedly allies with, which I don't understand why. Because after you look at Gaza, that's a genocide. Them blocking food from getting in is causing famine. It's causing people to go hungry. It's causing women and children to die because they are not eating. That is a war crime. And we should call it what it is. Now, on this video, because it is live, that we can still get the breaking news.
So the Israeli has Iranian embassy in Damascus so that they enlarge and pull in the Iranian factor into the cushion and dragging the Americans to confront Iran and aim that the Israelis didn't hide. And I think the foreign secretary, the U.S. foreign secretary, has denied that and declined to accept the Israeli demand to confront Hezbollah. The Americans are very well aware that Netanyahu's interest is not, like all the Israelis, I think, understood that Netanyahu's political interest and ambition.
All right, well, I think I missed the beginning of that. So why does he sound like he's crying? Does he not sound like he's crying? Maybe he's just really, really nervous. But Iran launches drones towards Israel, White House confirms, April 13th, 2024 at 5:14 p.m. It is now 5:59 p.m. So they said that this could take hours, several hours for the drones to arrive, according to the Associated Press. Iraq closes airspace. So all of our airspaces are closed. The Iraq Civil Aviation Authority announced that the nation's airspace will be temporarily closed to all incoming, departing, and transiting aircraft beginning at 11:30 p.m. local time, 5:30 a.m. Sunday morning. So as of 4:56, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps said in a statement broadcast on state television that it had launched missile and drone attacks on Israel from Iran. The aerospace unit of the Revolutionary Guards has attacked targets in Israel with dozens of drones and missiles in reaction to the Zionist regime crimes, including the attack on the consulate section of Iran's embassy in Damascus and murdering our commanders and military advisors in Syria. Dude, this is absolutely insane. I do not know how much more of this we can take. I really don't. We've been helping Ukraine. Supposedly, they're not doing so good. Russia's not backing down. Supposedly, Israel wants to go into Rafah, which we want to stop them from doing, but they told us that they're not going to stop doing it. And because they won't listen to us, and Netanyahu is a Yahoo and just does whatever he wants, he gets to bomb an Iranian consulate. And what? Just because we've been helping them with this genocide, now we're supposed to help them with the defense from Iran? Like, this is the start of World War III, everybody. This is it. If this isn't it, then it's coming, right? I mean, what is 100 ballistic missiles and what targets are they going for in Israel? And then is Israel going to want us to help them get them out of this? And then we're going to have to go to war with Iran again. Look, we are all over this planet, right? Our military, we have so many military bases everywhere. It's absolutely shocking how many we have and where they're located. But because we're so stretched thin, I feel like we are stretched thin. I don't think we can help Israel and Ukraine if things go really, really sideways. I think we're going to have to eventually take care of our own. Because we can only help so many until, like, we can't help ourselves. So if we can't help ourselves, then we're not helping anybody at all. But this is just a wild, wild time right now that how could you not think that we're all in probably grave danger, you know? I think this is a very scary time. I am hopeful for the future, but, you know, Joe Rogan said it, his last podcast, like, what's it gonna be like in 4 years? And he was talking about AI. He's like, where this is going, I have no idea where we're gonna be in 4 years. Well, I guess it's not gonna matter, because if we wind up in World War III, I mean, how long is it gonna take before, you know, banks go down and this happens and that happens and we take on missiles from another country because we're either not supporting or we are supporting. I don't know. You know, I feel like if Iran starts bombing Israel, it's going to open up something else to go down, right? You know, yeah, North Korea, South Korea, China, Taiwan. I mean, you can go down a list. I think Africa was right when they stated the fact that they were committing a genocide. So all of these things happening has got me really, really worried for even the rest of this year. You know, we're only in, what, April? We got 8 months left. Will we see the end of 2024? Will we? I hope so. I really do hope so, but I'm telling you, man, with this Baltimore Bridge, ISIS claiming it, the theater in Russia, ISIS claimed that. So we got Iran, we got ISIS, we got Israel, we got Hamas, we got Russia, we got Ukraine. I mean, this is a goddamn mess, everybody. And I don't know what to do to fix it, but I can't sit here any longer and allow our government and our news agencies to continuously say that this is not a genocide anymore. It absolutely 100% is, and it's disgusting, and America needs to wake up and stop supporting these people. So my next one here, we got fasting-style diet seems to result in dynamic changes to the human brain. Now, scientists have been looking to tackle our ongoing obesity crisis. I'm out. The obesity crisis is because of the food. The food that they keep telling all of you to eat. That's why we have obesity. Because we have horrible food. Gatorade is horrible for you. Lunchables have lead in them. I mean, everything that is not sold in another country, take a look at it, because it's being sold here to all of you, all of us. I choose not to eat it, right? I mean, have I definitely gone against my regular eating habits and found a different way to put on some weight? Absolutely. So I changed my eating habits, but I'm still healthy 90% of the time. You have to be mindful of what you're putting into your body and how you're treating it. And if all you do is listen to the media and go into a grocery store and shop in the middle of the store, then you are going to kill yourself eventually, because all of that shit is just a moneymaker. It's all garbage. All of it is. And of course, fasting changes the way a brain works, because once you get rid of the shit in your gut and you clean your gut flora and you get healthy enzymes into your gut and put probiotics in, and you have good gut health, right? You have good gut bacteria. That is linked to the brain. It's been like that for, well, I've been looking into this for over a decade now. Yeah, no shit. Way to finally catch up. It just makes me mad that they're going to sit there and say that this is an obesity crisis. It's an obesity crisis because the government has done this to us. Look at the past pictures of a shot of people on the beach in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, 1970s. Take a look at those beaches. Take a look at those people. There wasn't one fat fuck anywhere to be found. Why? Because the food was good. The way we processed it was good. It was expensive, but it was good. And the more the corporations needed to make a profit, the worse the food gets, the worse everything else gets, the worse your health gets, and the fucking fatter everybody gets. Now look at a beach, 1980, 1990, 2000, 210, 220. Go ahead and look at them all. Side by side, you will literally see the population of people getting fatter and fatter and fatter. It is disgusting, and I'm sorry, but you can't call this an obesity crisis. This was deliberate. It was caused. And I'm telling you right now, if you take a look at what foods and what products are not sold anywhere else, even the soda is completely different that we ship out of the U.S. than what's sitting on our shelves here today. Now, none of that has to do with fasting. Fasting is amazing. If you're gonna fast, intermediate fasting. You got a 12, 14, or 16-hour window. You pick. 14 or 16 is way better than 12, but 12 will do something for you. If you're a female, you want less, right? I believe it's 10, 12, and 14. I might be wrong on my numbers, but I know it's less for a woman than it is a man. And then if you're going to do like fasting, like straight 24 hours, 48, 72, 5 days, right? I like the 5-day water fast, everybody. It was one of my favorites. I already said this, but I did it for 7.5 years. That means I did it 15 times because I was doing it once every 6 months. So 10 days out of a 365-day year, I was not eating, only drinking water. Absolutely 1,000%. Made me think different, made me feel better, and it just allowed my gut to reset. Now, after 3 days, you have done all the work. The extra 2 days is a lot more discipline, so you can go 3 days. Any type of fasting is going to be really, really beneficial to everyone out there, as long as you do it properly. You have to be mindful. A lot of people get confused. Well, what breaks a fast? Have you ever fasted before a surgery? That's the protocol to follow. It's the easiest way to explain it. And I don't think anybody does that for anybody really out there. But if you look at a list and you're like, okay, I got to fast for 12 hours before my surgery. I'm allowed to have black coffee with nothing in it. I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to take my meds. Whatever that sheet says that you can do, before surgery, that's what you're going to do every time you fast. It's just that simple. It's really relatively easy to know what you can and can't put into your system while you're fasting. But at the same time, the fasting itself is extremely hard and difficult. But I'm telling you right now, it is one of the best disciplines I ever did for myself because it made everything so much easier to deal with when I didn't, when I went through those fasts, because I was like, well, I'm eating and I'm doing things so I can discipline myself this way. Because when I don't eat, it's extreme discipline. So you gotta want to do this. You gotta stick to it when you start it, because when you finish, man, it feels amazing. And I always felt amazing about myself. I really did. It was a different level of just, wow, I did this. Of course, fasting helps the brain because the gut bacteria is what drives the brain. They're connected. So when you clean out your gut, you then clean out your brain and you will feel amazing. Class action lawsuit accuses Temu of spying, reading users' private messages.
A popular shopping app is now the target of a class action lawsuit. Maybe you saw one of Temu's commercials during the Super Bowl.
Oh, she says Temu.
The company uses the tagline, shop like a billionaire. Boston 25 News consumer reporter Jason Law found out the company is being accused of spying on shoppers, including several right here in Massachusetts.
I did download it just to see what it was.
About a month ago, Northeastern student Kelly Driscoll downloaded the Temu app to her phone.
Temu.
But quickly decided to delete it.
I didn't see anything that like looked like great quality, and again the prices are like so cheap that you just question like where it's coming from.
Temu is one of the most popular shopping apps in the world, but a new lawsuit says the Chinese-owned company also has a dark side. According to this class action lawsuit filed in February, the Temu app is purposely loaded with dangerous malware and spyware tools. The lawsuit accuses Temu of collecting literally everything on your phone, including biometric information like facial characteristics, voice prints, and fingerprints.
What?
You were giving them permission to look at so much of your personal, private stuff that's on your phone and in your life.
Clark Howard is Boston 25's consumer advisor. According to the lawsuit, Temu is particularly dangerous because it bypasses phone security systems to read a user's private messages, make changes to the phone's settings, and track notifications.
The first thing we really have to think about as consumers is, does this app need access to this data?
Caleb Barlow is a cybersecurity consultant on the North Shore and CEO of Cyberbit. He says consumers need to check their settings to find out what data they're allowing third-party apps to see.
I think the big difference with Temu is it's one of these apps that actually comes from China. And part of what we have to recognize with apps that are coming out of China is they fall under a different regimen from a privacy perspective than what we're used to here in the United States.
The class action suit, which includes plaintiffs from Massachusetts, accuses Temu of violating the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, as well as Massachusetts privacy laws. The attorneys behind the lawsuit turned down our request for an interview.
Holy shit. Well, I will let you all know that I am screwed and I am going to my settings immediately in my phone. Holy shit. Well, I mean, I'm not a billionaire, but I want to shop like one. And I have to say that some of the stuff I've gotten through the app, but I call it Temu. It's Temu or Temu, Temu. I don't know. But all of the China-based stuff has always been the same. I think they are still saying the same about TikTok, right? So I'm not really surprised that the settings are set up the way that they are. So I don't even know why I'm really surprised that they have access to my fingerprints and all my messages. Shit. All right, everybody, that's it. I guess I got to figure out what to do about Temu now. I use it. I do. I know it's sad. But I mean, I've gotten sneakers. I've gotten light bulbs. We just got some plant mats. I mean, you can get so much stuff. And the one thing that I, like, told most people about Temu was just don't think that you're, like, getting high-quality products, you know? When you're paying $1.47 for something, I mean, you look it up on Amazon, and it should be almost $7-$8, you know what I mean? So you're like, oh, okay, well, I am saving, but you have to wait for it. There is a cross-border fee, and I guess now they have full access to all of your messages, emails, fingerprints, facial recognition, and everything else. So, damn it. Anyway, what are you going to do, right, people? You want to shop like a billionaire? I guess you give up your information. Shit. So stupid. We're all going to die. So China debuts drone game changer. The Chinese military's top drone makers have built a new robotic bird that they say could have far-reaching applications, state media says. Can't play the music on this stupid thing. Images aired on March 2nd showed the ornithopter dubbed Little Falcon taking flight during a recent test in Xi'an, the capital city of China's northwestern Xining province. A national news outlet described it as the most agile and lifelike. Bird-like drone anywhere in the world and likely to lead the research in the field for years to come. It's a smaller, unmanned aerial vehicle that can serve multiple functions, including for the Chinese People's Liberation Army. China's state media outlets, including state broadcaster CCTV, covered the drone's debut. So if you can see in the picture, that's the drone. Now, there's no body here, so it does look more like a, like, you know, an actual flying craft type of thing than a bird, but I do see how it symbolizes a bird, and they're calling it Little Falcon. But hey, everybody, guess what? I guess you were right about the birds, not the ones that we're seeing flying around my house that irritate the shit out of me. Those are still little sparrows. But now I'm going to have to question whether or not I'm looking at a falcon or if I'm looking at this little falcon here that's being flown in by China. So how far can these things go? Is it solar powered? So as it's flying, it's charging, right? That would be my assumption. And these things are going to be able to go everywhere. The robotics nimble flight controls were made possible by the invention of a new crank mechanism. The reporter said, allowing the drone to fold its wings while flapping at the same time. Jesus Christ. Wow. I mean, this world is just getting fucking wacky. Look at that thing. Can we see some more pictures of it? So you can see that the wings are down on the bird here, right? And then when I hit the back button, the wings go up. And you can see, like, that is really realistic looking as it's flapping. So, I mean, I was against everybody who said birds were mechanical drones spying on us. Way to feed right into them, because now they got an argument. You see, I told you those birds were drones spying on us, and now they are.
Yay!
Jesus Christ. All right, so for this one here, it's a lot of fun. It's also pretty long. I will try to get the snippets out of it that I can, but we'll see where it takes us. Nate Diaz saying that he's 100% going to fight Conor McGregor. Now, from what I've heard through the fight vine, I'll call it, Luke Thomas mostly, is that there's no way that this is going to happen. Dana's not going to allow it, and I don't think we're ever going to see this. But for some reason, Nate thinks we are, and I'm really curious as to what he's going to say.
Bro, why are you just cutting in? We were just talking lame. No,
I don't smack anything up. We wrote Free Connor on Twitter. Is there any type of pipe dream that we could ever get the?
I have 100% guarantee I'm going to fight Connor McGregor again. And I have 100% guarantee I'm going to probably fight Jake Paul again. This fucking fucker again. And Leon Edwards again. That's my hit list.
So, you heard it. He's saying he's got 100% guarantee. And that's quite the list he wants to go through. I honestly do not know if that's going to happen, because in the fight world, everybody's saying it's not going to happen. Everybody's saying that, you know, Connor's got one more major fight. And then I think he's fulfilled his contract. I might be wrong. I'm really bad with names and most of this MMA stuff. I listen a lot. I try to pay attention, but I'm not good at this. But I thought this was crazy because I was like, wait a minute. I just heard that there was no way this was going to happen. And then he releases this. Yeah, what was it, today or yesterday? 16 hours ago. Yeah, today. And he's like, no, it's 100%. I'm going to fight Connor. And I'm like, holy shit, dude, that would be amazing. I'm in. Take my money. Another thing you can take my money for, and it's fine. I'm already paying Netflix. But, man, I am geared up right now for Tyson versus Jake Paul. This is really tough for me. Tough for me. I want Mike to win because he's Mike fucking Tyson, right? That's what I want. I want Mike to win. But I also want Jake to win. Because I want Mike to win because he's Mike. Mike Tyson, you know, if you don't know Mike Tyson and you don't know what he's done, you just got to go and check it out for yourself. I can't recall any of his fights, exact dates, or anything, but the guy was an animal. Until he wasn't. And then Jake Paul has been climbing up and climbing up and taking all these fights. And you can say that they're this and they're that and he's not doing whatever. He's doing something more than what you're doing, which is sitting on your fucking couch criticizing him. He's in a boxing ring with, yeah, sure, veterans, older people, but they're still fucking monsters. If me and you were to stand and square off with those guys that Jake Paul is getting in the ring with, they would mop the fucking floor with us. And if you don't think that's true, you're a fucking fool. Because I will literally tell you, I trained 3 days a week for 9 fucking years, and I couldn't fucking take out those guys. I wouldn't be able to box. I'm jiu-jitsu. That's what I do. But so I get really upset with you keyboard warriors out there trying to start shit with fighters. It's so weird to me because I understand fighting. I understand what it is to actually like get someone's back and make them tap, right? I love that feeling. It's a feeling I chase every time I go on the mats. Do I always get it? No. But do I chase it? Absolutely I do. But when you are sitting there criticizing Jake Paul because he's doing, I forget what they call him, where they're not actually getting knocked out or whatever. It's not these full fights. It's they got rules. They got heavier gloves. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are going for a knockout. It might be no points. Go till someone's down. That's what's happening here. So for that to be the rules, it is absolutely insane. And I think Jake Paul's crazy for getting in the ring with him. But I am so pumped to watch it on Netflix. I mean, it is going to be fucking awesome. And when this happens, it's going to open up for UFC being able to get on Netflix, which is going to bump them up even more. you know? And I know that a lot of people are like, well, this isn't a real fight and this and that. No, no, no. It's a real fight, and it's a real fight till someone goes down. I haven't even heard the amount of rounds that they're going to do, but I think it was 10. I think it's 16-ounce gloves, 10 rounds, but someone's got to fall. I do believe that's the rules. If I'm wrong, leave some comments. That's fine. I'm usually wrong anyways. I do just want to say thank you to everybody out there for subscribing, all 3,000 of you. Thank you so much. Keep it going. Keep commenting. Share that Linktree link, all of you, please. It really does help the podcast, and I greatly appreciate all of you for doing it. If you're new to the podcast, stopping by, just checking it out, or got sent a Linktree and you clicked it, well, welcome, and go ahead and hit that subscribe button, all right, everybody? Hit the subscribe button. It's the most important thing you can do for the podcast, is what keeps me coming back week after week. Of course, give my guests a thumbs up, give my videos a thumbs up, leave some comments or make some friends in the video. But if you want your chance to be on the podcast, you want to tell your story, maybe there's a story that needs to be heard, or you want to buy some Talking with Topher merch. T-A-L-K-I-M with Topher at gmail.com. That's the official email of the podcast. You can send an audio, video, or type it out, but you got to send it over to T-A-L-K-I-M with Topher at gmail.com. Just remember, shirts are limited, sizes are limited, and colors are limited. So let me know what you want, put it in there, and I'll get your shirt out to you as soon as possible. And then, of course, don't forget about the Linktree. It's in the description below the video. Gives you access to everything TWT. It's just that easy. And all you got to do is click it, right? Click it, go, follow, subscribe. And, of course, you can copy that link and share it with everybody you know. So go ahead, copy, and help me spread this thing like wildfire. And with that all being said, I hope you have an amazing rest of your Thursday. I hope you all enjoy your weekend. And as always, I will talk to you later.